And welcome to Notes from the Writer's Desk, a podcast with author and illustrator Davina Rush. Episode 3, Creative Couples. So, I was at a friend's house today and noticed a magazine sitting on her table with an article titled Creative Couples. Yeah, that caught my eye. I thought, oh, that's me and my boyfriend, cool. So I opened the magazine with anticipation and read about the first couple, who were both photographers. And then the second couple, who were both cooks. Then the third couple, who were, yep, you guessed it, both carpenters. Needless to say, I was disappointed. I mean, it's really cool that these couples have that shared interest and do the same things together as a team, but the article didn't exactly fit my ideal of the creative couple. What if you're part of a more diverse creative duo? For example, a painter with a writer, or a chef with a photographer, or a carpenter with an interior decorator. That sounds way more exciting to me. Personally, I wouldn't even seek to be with anyone who does exactly what I do. Where's the fun in that? Honestly, I prefer complementing interests rather than duplicates. Creative variety is the spice of life. So, first of all, let me say that I don't feel you absolutely have to blend your creative passions together as one entity. You also do not have to be part of a creative couple. It's perfectly fine if your husband or wife is not creative at all and simply supports you wholeheartedly. That alone is worth more than can be said. But if you are part of a dynamic duo, it is fun to find ways for your worlds to splash together in beautiful displays of art. So, back to my own little world here. My boyfriend and I are indeed a creative couple, with varied creative passions. He is a musician, hobby photographer, craftsman, MacGyver genius, and gardener, while I'm a writer, illustrator, occasional painter, entrepreneur, hobby photographer, and gardener. Between the two of us, you could light a bonfire with that creative fuel. As you can see, we do have a love of photography and gardening in common, but how do we mesh our other creative worlds together? Can we? Should we? As I said, it isn't a necessary requirement that our creative worlds collide, and it should never be forced, but we do have fun when they come together on their own. Most often our creative time is spent in the studio where we have our own desks, you know, side by side. He creates his music while I write and draw, stopping occasionally to comment on each other's work or collaborate on a project. It's not exactly blended together here, but his music does inspire me in my art, and he likes me by his side to share my perspective in his composing. It works for us. Oddly, the place where our creativity seems to pull together the best is through our passion in gardening. We've been working on a project for a while now that is focused on growing food and earth-friendly living, where my writing and art is being used to create a logo and articles for our business, and his music and photography skills are being used to create documentaries. In the end, we have our separate creative projects, but we also have times like this when our talents come together as one collective work. Most importantly, we have fun, and we enjoy each other's support, company, and encouragement. So, I don't really know what I was hoping to find in that article that I read at my friend's house. Maybe I was curious to see other creative couples, wondering what talent varieties were among them and how they meshed their worlds together. Just looking for others like us, I suppose. Super creative dynamic duos. Insert superhero music right here. I think it really is a great thing when creative people come together. Amazing things can happen. But more importantly than melding the hobbies is the melding of innovative minds and hearts. I think the creative couple's most impressive superpower is understanding. Knowing how the mental process of art works, understanding the time that is needed and devoted for the nourishment of the creative soul, believing in your significant other and raising them up to be the best that they can be in their endeavors. This, more than anything, is very powerful and worth its weight in gold. I would love to hear about your own creative duo in the comments for this article on my blog at davinarush.wordpress.com.